Today's podcast is brought to you by the Diamond XL earrings from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Go to DiamondXLEXCEL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining me. I cannot believe it's already 2 o'clock on this beautiful Monday afternoon. And the number is 844-500-4242. Bill Broussard will join us in the next segment for the rest of the show to take all of your car questions. And I have some questions for him. Most of my questions revolve around a 1967 Corvette. So I've had those ready for a while for Bill. But before we get to that, couple stories out there I want to talk about. The three members of Congress who were kicked off their respective House committees are Ilhan Omar, Eric Swalwell, who was at the game this weekend, Jared. He was at the Eagles game with his 49ers hat on. And
I had nothing against the 49ers.
Suddenly you knew who you were rooting for right then.
I became an Eagles fan after I saw that picture.
It really is true. Like I'll give you an example. There was this tweet out there from some professor or some woke liberal who was saying, there's something about all of these Eagles fans wearing their jerseys and supporting a game where everyone bashes each other in the head. That's just so sickening to me, or some sort of very woke thing. And I said to my sister, you know what? I really didn't know who I was going to root for in the final matchup, but suddenly I think I'm an Eagles fan. And they're crazy. They come with a lot of flaws, but I think I'm rooting for them. It's amazing how politics and I guess football makes very strange bedfellows. But Eric Swalwell, who was at the game this weekend, so we had Eric Swalwell, we had Ilhan Omar, we had Adam Schiff, and they go on CNN State of the Union and they're talking with Dana Bash. And I'm sure what they thought was, this is going to make us look better. We'll go on this show, we'll go on CNN, which, by the way, I forgot to print it out, but The Wrap had a story on their ratings. Just the sound.
Lowest in 9 years.
Yeah. Not great. And I don't think having the Three Stooges on there is going to make it any better. Now, the three of them go on this show and they think they're going to help their case about why we should not have been kicked off of our committees. It's unfair. It's not right. Despite the fact that Pelosi did this and Kevin McCarthy at the time, who was the minority leader, said, you're going to regret this. You shouldn't do this. This is a bad precedent to set. And if you do set it, we will use it going forward. He couldn't have laid out more of a warning for them, for Democrats. And they still said, no, we're going to do it anyway. And so now it's coming back to bite them, and for good reason. And they all want to claim, oh, no, this is political vengeance. This is just Kevin McCarthy doing the bidding of Trump and trying to take revenge on all of us. And as I keep pointing out, that is a huge bonus.
Stop making him sound so cool.
Yeah, again, like you guys, you're not doing what you think you're doing. It is a huge bonus that you're all ticked off about it. But there's plenty of good reasons to kick you off House Intelligence Committees. There's a number of reasons. Anyway, though, so what they didn't expect was Dana Bash to actually bring up some of those reasons or to make them defend themselves. And I guess I'll just ask you, because I was thinking about making this a poll question, but I like our poll question better. Who came off the worst in this CNN interview? Now, you've heard all of the sound. So before we even play it for the audience, who do you think came off the worst in defending themselves?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I am inclined to say Ilhan Omar came off the worst.
Okay. Okay. So here's
on that one, because I mean, the other two geniuses managed to dig themselves a little bit deeper, but she just
whiffed it.
Yeah, I mean, that box score for her is like bagels all the way across.
Yeah, so for people who aren't aware, Eric Swalwell is on there trying to explain why he should still be on the House Intelligence Committee, even though he had an intimate relationship with a Chinese spy named Feng Feng. I said that pretty fast. I'll slow it down. Because it's a lot to take in. He had an intimate relationship with a Chinese spy named Feng Feng. And he's trying to explain to all of us at home, to all of the tens or 20 people who are watching CNN, why that shouldn't be a reason to kick him off the House Intelligence Committee. Why, even though he can't get a security clearance in the private sector, he should get one in Congress. Now, Schiff is on there trying to explain why he lied to the American people so many times about Donald Trump having connections to Russia, which he was never able to prove. Ilhan Omar is a whole different ballgame. She's on there because she's made anti-Semitic remarks in the past, and she's trying to excuse that now or explain it away. So because Jared chose Ilhan, we'll go with Ilhan first. This is Ilhan Omar talking about her anti-Semitic comments, and she's really just playing Mickey the Dunce here. She had no idea that any of this stuff that she was saying was going to cause this kind of outrage. This is cut five.
You said that Israel hypnotized the world. You said Israel is an apartheid regime, that politicians with pro-Israel stances were all about the Benjamins, which you very notably apologized for, that you support the BDS movement, which a lot of...
Okay. At a certain point, Dana, you just gotta go with the question. You know, if you're gonna ask it, just go full throttle. You don't need to pepper in your little... you know, excuses, which, you know, you notably apologized for. All right. Congrats. Ask the question. What are you so afraid of? What are they so afraid of? They're so afraid of ticking off these left-wing politicians. You're a reporter or a journalist. I don't really know what Dana Bash does anymore. She's a host, I guess. But I love how they always have to throw that in. You did apologize. Oh, is that what's good enough now? Because Republicans apologize for things all the time, and I don't see them getting a pass on anything. All right, play the rest.
People think is rooted in anti-Semitism. Compare the U.S. and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban. I want to give you a chance to respond to all of that, which they say is a clear pattern.
Yeah, I might have used words at the time that I didn't understand were trafficking in anti-Semitism. When that was brought to my attention, I apologized. I owned up to it. That's the kind of person that I am. And I continue to work with my colleagues and my community to fight against anti-Semitism. Now, I've never compared or made any comparisons. What I was referencing was the case that was in front of the ICC.
Okay, so she didn't know that she was trafficking in anti-Semitism. So this kind of goes back to Pelosi's defense of Ilhan, where she has a different experience in the use of words, which is something that could only fly if you're a progressive member of the squad. Don't try to use that in your own life, because you're not going to get away with anything. Okay, so that's Ilhan Omar. She also says she's just learning about these tropes. This is cut six.
So when you apologized for the All About the Benjamins comment, you said anti-Semitism is real, and I'm grateful for Jewish allies and colleagues who are educating me on the painful history of anti-Semitic tropes. What did you learn?
A lot. I certainly did not or was not aware that the word hypnotize was a trope. I wasn't aware of the fact that there are tropes about Jews and money. That has been a very enlightening part of this journey.
Can we get a lie detector test out here?
This journey
that she's on. Okay, so that was Ilhan Omar. I agree with you, Jared. That's going to be hard to beat, but we're going to see. I also want to hear Eric Swalwell talking about why his relationship with a Chinese spy is not worthy of concern or being kicked off a House Intelligence Committee. This is cut three.
Congressman, you were also removed by Republicans from the Intelligence Committee. What the speaker said about you is that beginning in 2012, a suspected Chinese spy developed ties to you and to your office, even put an intern there, raised campaign funds for you. You say very clearly you cut off ties with this person back in 2015 when you found out you cooperated with the FBI. But the bottom line question is this: did you put yourself in a vulnerable position in any way so that this alleged Chinese spy could have benefited or even learn American secrets?
Yeah, absolutely not. But Dana, don't take my word for it. Take the FBI's word for it. They never talk about ongoing investigations, and former Chairman Schiff knows this as a member of the Gang of Eight. Three different times they came out and said two things. All I did was help them, and also I was never under any suspicion of wrongdoing.
I love how proud of themselves each of these people are. She's just going down the line, and they're like, yeah, and actually, this is just who I am as a person. I'm a really great person. It sounds like they should have been promoted in the House Intelligence Committee. Also, one of the funniest lines I've heard in a long time is take the FBI's word for it. How about no? Take the FBI's word for it?
How about no?
Give me someone more specific. Should I take Peter Strzok's word for it? Should I take Lisa Page's word for it? Whose word should I take? But no, I will not be taking the FBI's word on anything. Have you ever read about Larry Nassar? Have you ever read about Richard Jewell? Yeah, I'm good on taking the... I'll take your word, Swalwell, over the FBI's word. And that says a lot. Okay, and last up, we've got Adam Schiff here. Of course, he lied about Trump over and over again with no consequences. And now he finally has a consequence. He's being kicked off this committee. He doesn't think it's fair. Cut eight.
Let me give you another. He says that... this is part of the of a pattern. Ahead of the first Trump impeachment, you said the committee had not spoken to a whistleblower. In fact, that turned out not to be true. You know, the Washington Post said so in their fact check.
The Washington Post identified that, yes, before the person became a whistleblower, they sought advice from the committee. When I was asked the question, I thought they were referring to whether we had brought the whistleblower in. And I should have been more clear in my answer.
Okay, so if I had to rank these, I'm going to say Ilhan's is the worst. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say Schiff is number two and Swalwell's number three. But none of these things cut the mustard. Let's actually play one more from Schiff. This is cut nine.
You said that there was direct evidence of the fact that Donald Trump colluded with Russia back in 2016. Special Counsel Robert Mueller said in his report, quote, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government. Republicans argue that's proof that you used your position on the Intelligence Committee to intentionally mislead Americans, which is why you should not be on that committee.
If you read the Mueller report, he makes clear, even in the first few pages of the report, that he states no conclusion on whether Donald Trump and his campaign colluded with the Russians. But what he does reveal in his report, what we found in our investigation, is that Donald Trump's campaign manager was sharing internal campaign polling data and the strategy for key battleground states with an agent of Russian intelligence, while that same unit of Russian intelligence was helping the Trump campaign.
Is he tripling down here?
Yes.
We're still going with the Russia hoax. So it's now it's him and Joe Scarborough.
He still has the evidence.
I mean, wowzers. I thought we had moved past this. This is the guy who got fooled by pranksters that they had compromat on Donald Trump. This is pretty, the denial here is, yikes, someone's got to let Schiff know. I love how Dana Bash keeps saying, like, you cooperated. You apologized. You said you were sorry. You sent out a tweet that said you were sorry. Like, all these people deserve a giant gold star for being such good worker bees. All right, 844-500-4242. When we come back, we are going to be talking to Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. It's actually, I think, the one-year anniversary of the first time Bill was on this show. And so if you have a question about your car, I know I have a couple questions here. Call in, weigh in. It's 844-500-4242. Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care is coming up after the break.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. This is always a fan favorite. Once a month, we like to bring on Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care in Weymouth to answer all of your car questions. So if you've got something that's been on your mind over the last couple months and you've been putting it off, or you've been saying, I'm going to bring it in at some point, this is a good way to kind of get a feel for what you're getting into, what you're going to be dealing with. Bill, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Grace.
All right, now we already have people on the line. Stay right there. The number is 844-500-4242. Selfishly, when I have a guest on, I always like to get my own questions off here. So I have a friend, a very good friend of mine, who called me this week. And her lease is running out of her car. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be at the end of this lease, I think, in the next couple months. And she was trying to decide, should she buy out the car? Should she try to purchase the car? Or should she just re-up and maybe get a new version of this car, a new lease? And I was wondering, from your take, what makes the most sense financially?
Sure. So these days, it's a strange market. So typically, when you lease a car, you're buying the depreciation out of it. So after 2 or 3 years, it's typically worth that amount of money at an auction. But these days, the actual money you can buy them for is way cheaper than you can sell it for. So, for example, I have Toyota Corollas we have for free loaner cars at the shop. And the buyout on it was $12,000, but I could turn around and sell it for $24,000 because of the supply chain right now on the vehicles is a shortage. So the Toyotas really hold their value strong. But in these markets, the market's so strong and the dealers need cars, so they're willing to pay more money for these cars. So it's something I've never seen before.
Now, for someone who, let's say you got a lease today, are they kind of factoring that in for 3 years from now? Because they clearly don't want people to be buying back these cars for such a better price.
Yeah.
So are they factoring in, all right, in 3 years from now, we're actually going to say it's going to cost you this much to buy it?
Yeah, so it's really tough to predict the market because they don't want to be upside down in it either. So they have to charge you a certain amount every month. So, for example, European cars typically don't lease well. The payments will be more. It's better to buy those because they depreciate so fast. With the Toyotas, they don't depreciate very fast. That's why you can lease it for cheaper than you can actually buy it and, say, finance it for 5 years.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have more questions on that, but I want to go to the callers here. Mary, you are first up with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Bill. I just recently got a Subaru Forester, and I was looking under the hood yesterday for the first time, and where you put the windshield washer fluid in my old car, I could see the level, and there was a line to fill it up to that level. In this one, I don't see any fluid, and I don't know if that is the way it should be. And if so, I looked in the book, and they say to use only Subaru washer fluid, which, you know, I doubt. So I just like to know your
thoughts. Yeah, well, that's false, I can tell you right off the bat. So you can use any washer fluid. So unfortunately, like the older cars, they used to put a little yellow float in the tank, and as it started to fill up, the little, you know, float would come to the top and let you know it's going to be full. But now they're cheaping out on people and they took that float out of this. So basically you're filling it and you got to fill it kind of slow, because if you fill it too fast, it's going to come up the little, you know, skinny neck, and then it's going to spill everywhere. And it's actually, you know, a lot of people don't know this, windshield washer fluid is flammable. So,
oh.
Yeah, so you got to be careful.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
Mary,
it has alcohol in it.
Keep that in mind, Mary, and thanks for the call. Is there any other question, Mary, or is that it?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, should you be able to see the fluid at a certain
You should
level?
Be, yeah. As it comes up the neck, so it's not you, it's them.
This is like a Valentine's Day breakup. It's not you, it's me. Mary, thank you for the call, and everybody else, stay on the lines, because I want to give you enough time to get your questions answered. It's 844-500-4242. We've got Bill Broussard here. He's going to be joining us for the whole next segment, so this is the time to get on the line during the break, and then he'll be able to answer your questions. I also have questions about which cars are smarter to lease, which brands, and which cars are smarter to buy, because I know a lot of people who buy these fancy cars, and they're great to drive, but then if you want to get a part or something, and you've got to get it for your car, it can take a really long time, especially with all the problems thanks to Mayor Pete. We'll be right back. We'll take calls for Bill Broussard. Get on the line now. It's 844-500-4242.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
I am so excited. We got tons of people on the line to talk to Bill Broussard. It is not too late to get on 844-500-4242. And if you don't want to call in, some people get a little shy. They don't want to call in, but they do have questions. Bill, where can they reach you via telephone? Or if they just want to stop by in person, where's the shop?
The telephone number is 781-331-6068. You can actually text us also if you have a question. And we are at 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth, Route 3A.
Awesome. Very, very good. We'll be giving that out again, so keep that ready to go. Let's go to Robert. You're next up with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I have a, I have a 2015 GMC Denali Acadia, and when I'm driving, whether it's 35 miles an hour or 70 miles an hour, the car jerks suddenly. It lurches. It feels like something's catching.
Okay. Now, is the check engine light on?
I'm thinking.
Do you have any lights on your dashboard? Okay. So you got one of two things going on. You either, there's a misfire in one of the cylinders, which is very common on those vehicles, or this might be something going on with the transmission where it's kind of jerking back and forth. So the first thing to do is get it scanned, you know, find out which system is malfunctioning, and then you can kind of dive in from there.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Robert. This is why we like having Bill, because there's a lot of people out there who would give you a long-winded answer, and all of it seems to add into a way for them to make money. But you really just like to give people the straight answer, straight response.
Straight pipe, no muffler.
Exactly. Okay, so now let's go to Mike. You are next up with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, Bill. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Another 2015 GMC. It's a Canyon. I'm wondering if I actually caused problems on this. I upgraded my headlamps to a brighter headlamp. Mm-hmm. I didn't go with the brightest. I went to the mid-range. About a month or two after I did that, I started having intermittent problems with one headlamp would go off, the other would stay on, and then that would come back on, and then the other one. I talked to and did a little bit of research. And they actually said the newer headlamps run so hot that they dry out the socket. And I could have created that problem myself. I looked at the socket. It does look a little bit, brownish. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was the right thing to put a little bulb grease in there. I tapped the bulb. It came on. I guess the solution is what? You buy these replacement sockets and you cut out the old ones? Is that what I need to do or...
Yeah, so you'll have to get like a pig, they call it like a pigtail socket, and then solder the new wires in. I'm not a big fan of putting like those butt connectors. But yeah, if the socket's burnt, it's going to make a bad connection on the headlamp, and you're just constantly going to have problems. So you definitely want to get some new pigtails on there.
All right, thank you, Mike. The number is 844-500-4242. Still plenty of time to get your car questions in with Bill Broussard. As you can hear, he's not going to give you the runaround. He's going to give you a straight answer. So this is a really good way to figure out what could be going wrong with your car before you have to bring it into a shop. Let's go to Peggy. You are next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Grace. Great show. Hi, Bill. I have a Toyota RAV4 2017 with 90,000 miles on it, and it just came out of the dealership shop. It was in there for 3 months because a squirrel or some critter got up underneath it and chewed through the wires, and I had to get a new harness. And the harness was shipment issues and, you know, supply chain stuff. So it took about 3 months to get it. They had to have an engineer come from Toyota because they never saw anything like it before. And I have it back. I had a rental car for 3 months, and the bill was over $10,000. My insurance paid for it, but my bill for this 2017 was over $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, it works fine now, and they assure me it's as good as new, blah, blah, blah. I'm wondering, I only have 3 payments left. Should I keep it? Should I, you know, it's not a bad car, but I'm worried about now with this new piece that it might be a clunker going forward.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it was done like a quality job, but that is an extensive repair, so a lot of things had to come apart. So as long as you feel they did a good job and it's, you know, everything's working, and, you know, look around at the fit and finish, if everything's looking good and there's no rattles, I think you're in the right hands having a dealer do it or a qualified technician. But I think you should be good. I would definitely buy that vehicle. Those are great cars.
All right, there's your answer, Peggy. Let's go to Eric. You're up next with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, Grace. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have a 2012 F-350 diesel, and my heat unit and radio will turn off, and then within a matter of 3 seconds, it'll come back on. And it does it multiple times. Is it a loose connection, or is it... I'm not really quite sure. I haven't really found an answer looking it up.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a bad connection somewhere. You know, check your charging system. Make sure you're getting your, you know, it's charging between 13.5 to 14 volts. Because if your voltage is low, it, you know, things like your heater fan radio would start kicking off. So make sure you have the right voltage. And then if you do, you probably have a bad connection somewhere. So you just, you know, check around the battery for corrosion and the fuse block. Those would be the first places I'd check.
All right, 844.
And most importantly, Eric, get that radio fixed so you can keep listening.
Yes.
That's right.
844-500-4242. Still time to get on the line if you have a question for Bill Broussard. He just goes through these questions so quick because he's just going to tell you how it is. That's why we love him. Let's go to Mike. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Mike. What's your question?
Yeah, Bill, I have a high mileage 2003 Kia Optima. Mm-hmm. And I've had it since it was new, and it's making, when I turn the ignition and turn it over, it turns over and starts up. It's making a rattling noise. I thought it might be lack of oil, but I checked all my fluids, all of them, and they're all up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rapping noise.
So if you got a rapping noise, so first it's a rattle, so I was thinking that maybe the exhaust is rattling, but if you... Now you're talking rapid noise, and it's 2003, you know, you might have some motor issues. So, you know, that was a good idea, checking the oil level, maybe even get it changed. But those are one of the things you got to, you know, have a qualified technician just kind of listen to what noise it is, and you'll hopefully it's not your motor.
Now, if he wants to find a qualified technician, where can he go?
Bring it down to North Weymouth, 781-331-6068, 291 Bridge Street.
Perfect. You definitely want to go to JB Auto Care to get that checked out. Let's go to Johnny. You're up next with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Johnny.
Great. Thanks for taking my call. So I have a 2010 Toyota Tacoma, and it's standard transmission, roll-up windows. The only thing, I love it, and it only has 38,000 miles on it. Wow. I got it a couple years ago. And yeah, I got a real gem of a car.
That is a gem.
And I have brand new wiring harness. Yeah, brand new wiring harness, brand new, you know, everything underneath, because they did the frame over. The only thing I don't like about it is it doesn't have intermittent wiper. So if it's only foggy out, I have to manually hit the thing to make. Can I get it aftermarket so I can have intermittent wiper? That's the only thing I don't like about the truck.
You could. You could actually probably just get an intermittent wiper switch, because I believe those have the module in there. You know, if you have... I don't know if how handy you are. You can take the steering wheel off, you know, replace the actual switch. Some of them you can just, you know, it's built into one, and that would give you intermittent wiper. But, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world. That, you know, that's a gem of a truck. So, you know, it's unfortunate it has no bells and whistles on it. But, you know, I would keep that for a long time.
All right. Thank you, Johnny. We're going to go back to the calls here. But first, today's poll question is brought to you by the Diamond XL earrings from Eden Pure, sister company Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings for only $79. This is a really, really great gift for Valentine's Day. So go to DiamondXL.com. Use code GRACEDIAMOND to get $120 off. Shipping is free. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
You think that Joe Biden will replace Kamala as VP on the 24 ticket? He definitely will, he definitely won't, or he probably will.
I'm going to say, and Bill, if you want to cast your vote, I'm going to say he definitely won't.
I don't think he will either.
It's a bad look. It comes off like you're not loyal, you're stabbing your running mate in the back. So I'm going to say no.
49% for he definitely won't, 27% for he probably will, and 23% say he definitely will.
So kind of mixed. If you want to vote, go to gracecurlyshow.com. You got to vote. You can't just send me your tweets with your answers. You got to actually go and vote online at gracecurlyshow.com. Let's go to Jason. You're next up with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Bill. So I got a 2013 GMC Terrain Denali.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, I bought this car, and right the day after, I noticed something wrong with the first gear. It kind of was jerking,
mm-hmm.
so they replaced the transmission, which took 3 months. I had a warranty. My car is in the shop right now again for another transmission. It's been a month already. Like, thank God that transmission's under warranty, but, like, what's going on with the transmission in my car?
Yeah, it's funny. My son had that exact same car, and we put two transmissions and a motor in it. Yeah, and so we put a transmission, then I put a motor, and then the transmission went. I went to put it in, and I finally just gave up on it.
Oh, that's not what Jason wants to hear right now.
No, unfortunately, those do have issues with the transmissions and the motors if you don't keep up on the oil changes. But yeah, those have a lot of problems with the transmissions. And there's not really much you can do to a transmission other than to replace it or rebuild it. There's nothing externally typically you can do to a transmission. So that's unfortunate.
It is crazy how when people are bringing their cars into the shop now, especially if they're going mm-hmm. to their dealers, the wait time to get your car back. I mean,
yes,
I have a friend of mine who was months yeah. with a rental. And like, luckily, if you've got a rental or, you know, what would you call them in the biz?
Loaner cars.
A loaner car. Thank yeah. you. That's the kind of expertise we need here. If you have a loaner car and your insurance is covering it, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
But I mean, I saw my friend months later. I go, you still got, because most of the time they give you kind of a wacky looking car. You know, it's something kind of crazy. I said, you still driving that thing? And he said, yeah, it's been in the shop for months. So is that mostly just the supply chain, people waiting on parts or what?
Yeah, you know, it's a big issue. A lot of these new cars, you know, when a newer car comes in and you need a part like a transmission, you know, you're going to be waiting sometimes weeks to months to get it. You know, and now to touch base on those transmissions real quick, so a lot of these manufacturers are coming out with lifetime fluid, which is very misleading because they don't really describe what lifetime means. It's like, you know, whose lifetime? My lifetime, the transmission's lifetime. So the joke in the industry is, the transmission fluid lasted the lifetime of the transmission, but unfortunately it was a short life. Like, we have a pile of transmissions in our shop, you know, because these customers are being misled. Like, I never have to change my transmission fluid, which is insane.
Oh, good to know. Yeah. Let's take one more call here really quick before we go to break. Mark, you're last up with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Mark.
Yay. I've got an 08 Pilot, 190,000 on it. I've always kept it up. So this past summer it was in, engine lights on. They finally determined it's not the gas cap, it's the transmission. And I brought it to the dealer, which obviously nobody should ever have to do. They recommended that I flush the transmission umpteen times, which I did, which cost me about $700. And big shock, the transmission light comes back on. But the thing has no issues at all. It shifts fine. It drives fine. So, I don't know. Just keep going.
Yeah, so you said the check engine light is on for the transmission, for a transmission problem?
That's what they've determined. Whatever the code was, they finally determined that it was the transmission.
Okay. You might have a bad solenoid or something like that. Now, was it hindering you from getting an inspection sticker?
I haven't gotten that far
okay.
yet. So, of course, I've been told to disconnect the battery to get it to shut off. But my sticker's not due till, I think, July or something. But yep. Like I said, I've dropped enough money in it. It has no problems. So, yeah, it, of course, they're saying, oh, you need a new transmission. But, you know, I'm assuming it's other things potentially it could be.
Yeah, you know, you could add a bad, like, transmission computer. You know, it sounds like something that more along, you know, that line where you could have bad connection or, but if you have the check engine light on for the transmission, you know, it's shifting okay. Typically, it's a computer problem.
All right, Bill, tell everyone where they can find you, where they can call you, and all that good
sure.
stuff.
Sure. We're at 291 Bridge Street in North Weymouth, and we're at 781-331-6068.
All right, now I got news for everybody. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. We're heading into Valentine's Day. You need to get your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, whoever it is, special someone in your life, maybe yourself. You want to treat yourself, and I have the perfect idea for you. Everybody loves diamond stud earrings. But if you ever have lost one or you've worn them and you've been nervous that you've lost one, it can really take the fun out of it. Well, now you can get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79. I love these. Each is 1 carat, making it a total of 2 for only $79. The quality is amazing. When I wear these earrings, I get so many compliments. They really sparkle. They really shine because a regular diamond has 58 facets, but the Diamond Excel earrings have 106. So the compliments will keep on coming. This is truly an investment piece. I have them. The mailroom manager has them. My mom has them. And everybody says the same thing. I cannot believe how great these look. With any outfit you have, you can really spice it up, sparkle it up with a nice pair of earrings. Now, you've got a choice between silver or gold vermeil. They come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. And men, you can be the star of this Valentine's Day, which, let's be honest, that's a risky time of year. If your wife or your girlfriend says, "I'm all good, don't worry about me," do not listen to her. She's lying. Get her some Diamond Excel earrings, and even better, I can save you some money on it. Go to DiamondExcel.com, save $120 with code word Grace Diamond. Shipping is free. That's DiamondExcel.com, code word Grace Diamond. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
I had mentioned this story earlier because a friend had mentioned it to me, and I didn't know if it was true, but it's actually in the New York Post. Came out this weekend. Rhode Island school collects donations to pay cartel coyote who brought boy to U.S. An email shared to Twitter on Friday showed Mount Pleasant High School assistant principal Stephanie Harvey asking her colleagues to give money to help an unnamed student pay off a $5,000 debt to the cartel member. The assistant principal said that the boy was $2,000 short of his goal at the time the email was sent. "We have a student who came to America with," and this is what she writes, "coyote, which is a group that helps people," Harvey wrote in the email. "This group gives you a time frame to make..." So not only is she asking for money for this group, she doesn't know that coyote actually just means someone smuggling someone into the country. She thinks it's like the
They're
name...
They're not a 501c charity.
No, this is how out to lunch people are. Joining us now is Howie Carr. Thanks so much for coming on, Howie.
I'm going to start a Give, Send, Go fund page to get him a bus ticket down to the Watson Hotel where he can join the rest of the illegal alien criminals.
Yes, there's a lot of illegal aliens who are outside the Watson. They don't want to go to the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. And, you know, Howie, I kind of understand. They've been in the hotel.
Who hasn't been somewhere for the weekend and found out that their reservation didn't go through and they want you to move down to a Motel 6 or something? And
yeah.
You know, and this is when you're paying for it. I mean, these guys are even angrier because they have a free ride. They came to America for a lifelong vacation. And they're being told they have to move to Brooklyn?
You know what, Howie?
There's a chance people might fight back when they try to mug them or kill them or shoplift from them in Brooklyn. They want to stay in Manhattan. I don't blame them.
That's actually a really good analogy because I had a friend of mine who went on a cruise and they put her in like a top tier level. And then like 3 hours later, when she had unpacked all her stuff, they came up and they said, "We made a mistake. You're not supposed to be in this room. We want to bring you back down to like the blue floor." And she said, "No, I'm not going. Like, I've seen this place. I've seen the bathroom. I'm not going back." And she stayed.
"No, you stupid gringos have to support me for the rest of my life, and I get to commit whatever crimes I want, and you can't do anything about it."
Yeah, well, Eric...
"Because I have been discriminated against."
Eric Adams is stressed out, man, and he has good reason to be. Hey, Howie, coming up, we only got about 15 seconds here, but you had two columns back-to-back, one national, one local, both very important. You obviously had your Biden hit classic, but the other one has to do with the Mass GOP, and I assume you're going to be able to get into that a lot today.
Yes, I am. It turns out they brought in the RNC, the new treasurer, and they brought her in to campaign for Jim Jones Lyons. Apparently, she didn't know that Jim Jones Lyons' big supporter was promoting the Trump-Putin conspiracy theory as far back as 2015. We'll be getting into that. That's Rick Green.
All right, Howie's got an excellent show prepared for you, as always, and we will be back tomorrow with more. Don't go anywhere.